Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Can I go? Has it begun? Go. Okay. Ask me. Ask Eliza anything. You're stuck at home. Now you're watching my face, reading all your questions, because they were submitted. Emily and I are quarantined separately, even though she asked if she could stay in my room. The answer is no. Get alive.
Thank you, and welcome to the first live stream looped episode, zoomed episode, I'm not
looped.
Positive, of Ask, it's looped, of Ask Eliza Anything, the show where you ask us your burning questions about your life, mostly about how to break up with your friends and being 22, and about like family stuff. And we give you red hot fire answers. Today we're doing an episode on looped, so you're watching us. They can see us, right?
I think so. Oh, some people are saying it in the chat. You guys, you see us, right? This will be fun to cut later.
Oh, this will be so fun for people to listen to. Someone in like a truck in Des Moines is like, I was going to load a shotgun, but I guess
a lot of people saying kick it.
Discover.
A lot of people saying kick it. So I think we're in.
Well, all right, we're in. So this is no different. This is not a drill. This is just like any episode of Ask Eliza Anything, only I'm being filmed this time, so I can't draw endless circles with markers while Emily talks, because that's the boring part. With me, as always, is fan favorite, sleeper hit, baby arm, Emily Higgins, fighting out of the blue corner.
Hello. Hi. Oh, they can see us. They're all very excited.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we still have to do the show as if people are listening
later, I know,
independently of a feed. Sorry.
So, all right.
Kick it.
Yeah. Okay. So we have gotten questions from the people who have joined.
What if they found out that every time I did kick it, I did like a weird like kick it, and they never knew I was making a weird claw and a weird face until today? Kick it. What if? Oh, you're clamming up because you're being filmed. Oh, you're one of those people.
No, I got a lot of windows. Okay. So let me say for anybody just listening to this, people are watching it. People are taking part in the first ever live Ask Eliza Anything. This has never been done before. It is now being done from quarantine, but it's going to be a regular episode.
I already hosted
all of
this.
It was not clear for later.
Everything's clear but the part that this is an episode, but they'll know that because they'll be listening to it.
Okay.
So don't repeat.
All right.
Info.
People have questions.
Don't repeat jokes.
Tommy.
Yeah, I know. I said kick it a long time ago. Like just for your own edification, like I already started the show and you're behind. This is bad content.
Tommy has a question. How do you break up with a person because you did not know they were so annoying and never give you a chance to talk?
This doesn't feel like a real question.
It's a real question.
Well, are they watching this show?
Just,
and are you the only person named Tommy? You just break up with them. You can ghost them. First of all, I don't know how old you are, and I don't know. Are you quarantined with this person?
I would say no.
Just be like, I assume you haven't been dating that long because it's like 10 years later. I didn't realize they were really annoying.
Right.
Just be like, hey, you can do the old, I'm just not feeling it. You know, I just don't think we're a match. You know, just be honest. And then that's on them.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot more girls, I don't know if it's girls, I'm assuming Tommy's a boy, but I don't really see gender.
I believe there's two Tommies. There's one with an IE. There's one with a Y. This is a Y. So that's a man.
I think they're both pretty awful names. No.
Tommy
with a Y. All right, relax. Tommy with a Y. Just be honest with her. Because then she has to answer to the collective consciousness of girls that are like, I wish a guy would just be honest. And so you're just like, look, I just don't think we make a good match. I'm not feeling it. And then it's on her. Girls are always like, I wish he would just be honest instead of ghost me. So do it. Give them what they want.
Yeah.
Which is honesty. Yeah, that's fine.
But I mean, maybe say it a little bit nicer.
You say it nice. You'd be like, hey, I think you're really hot, but you're kind of a bitch and you're really annoying, but not as annoying as others have been.
As annoying as others.
Here's a edible arrangement of only melon dipped in chocolate. Woof.
That is all edible arrangements. It's just cantaloupe.
For 10% off edible arrangements, use code.
No.
Ask Eliza. Use code Emily Fucks. Yeah. Type that in. See what happens. Kick it.
Okay, Neela Young Forsberg wants to know, does Eliza really have a friend named Stacy? I'm curious because she's mentioned Stacy in every special. Curious where that came from.
Stacy, like a lot of the names I use, just it's a name. It's like a name that represents a certain archetype, like Chad. Like we all have, we know what that is. Like, oh, it's a douche. Stacy represents the archetypal
like girl that's like this.
Yeah. You know, like a Tamblyn. And she's evolved into different things. But I just, incidentally, my tour manager's name is now Stacy. But it's never been, unlike most things I do, which are thinly veiled jabs at other people.
Yes.
That I shy away from later when there's an accusation.
Stacy.
I've never had a friend named Stacy. And if I have, it definitely isn't about them.
Right.
It's up there with like Brittany or like Becky, which became a thing.
Yeah. I don't think you know any Beckys, if I had to guess.
I did go to a semester at sea with a girl named Becky, and she was cool.
Okay,
so,
good for Becky.
But I also didn't write that rap song, so.
Okay.
Give me that Becky.
Alex Smith says something that I relate to. She says, question, I just realized I'm struggling with lockdown. I was physically sick out of nowhere the other day with no other symptoms of illness. I get out and walk 30 minutes every day, but do you have any other tips to handle stress for a mom of two who is homeschooling and working from home?
No.
Ooh, a lot.
That is so above my pay grade and so out of my jurisdiction. It would be disrespectful if I was like, look, just like have fun and like be yourself.
Have fun.
You are so far up Schitt's Creek without a paddle. And it would be ignorant for me to give you advice. That being said,
yeah,
the benefit of having two children, assuming both are normal, is that you can let them play with each other. Well, like if one's like the bad seed, you don't want to leave the other one with it.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm the bad seed.
It's cool that you're in my home all the time.
Of twins. Not lately, but. Of my twins.
Okay, this is not Ask Emily about her family. This is the show. It's in my show.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're fine. But you love your sister.
Yeah, but I'm the bad one.
I've never seen someone agree to the fact that they love someone with more deadened eyes. You're like, yeah. I'm the bad guy.
I feel love. Ow. And I'm the bad one.
Okay, listen.
Okay.
Yes, I feel love. Emotions are not far from me. But yeah, having two kids, if they're similar, they can occupy each other a little bit. I would do whatever you can to carve out joy for yourself. So maybe the kids go to bed. Maybe I don't care if it's porn. I don't care if it's a trashy TV show. Maybe it's a bath. Maybe you do have to self-medicate and like just conk out at night. I don't think there's any judgment about what you're doing. Maybe you can get your kids really into running and they can run themselves exhausted and pass out at like 8 o'clock. And then you can eat a whole sheet cake alone on the toilet.
Just lead like a, like what's that story? Something, something for ducklings. And it's the mom duck and the baby ducks. It's just you with a bunch of kids just running up and down the streets.
Just have you like, do it like you're training Eastern European gymnasts. Be like, carry these Bulgarian weight bags, move these sandbags, build this wall, like fucking train those kids. And at the end of it, you'll get a scholarship out of it.
Get some work.
And you can
done.
Just chill.
Some free labor.
I think a lot of people are going through that, just like having kids. And I can't imagine how exhausting that is. So the answer is you do whatever you need to do to sustain and maintain. I would recommend maybe going on like an online mom chat group, like a less judgy one, and asking other mothers, because I don't have children and I'm not in your situation. So I'm like, why can't you just do drugs and do whatever you want? Who cares? Mm-hmm. Take a walk whenever. Maybe you could start showing them movies you used to watch as a kid. That way you get a little bit of nostalgia.
That's fun.
And they can watch, they can learn about Nazis. Yeah, so there's that. The Sound of Music is about Nazis. Do you not know that?
I mean, I know what it's
about. Do you not know
I
that?
I know what it's about.
And then one of the kids joins the Nazi party. Do you not remember this?
I don't think that happens.
The sequel to Sound of Music is Schindler's List. that does happen. That does happen. He joins the Nazi party.
That was never my favorite musical.
It was never my favorite musical either. Okay. Well, yeah, you could show like your kids The King and I. I don't know how old you are.
What are these movie choices? Maybe some Disney.
I had an older mother, so I watched all like musicals, like The King and
okay,
I.
Okay, but you had an older mother and it was like 30 years ago. Now it's 2020 and people are showing people movies.
No way, because I would show my kids the same movies I watched growing up. Mm. Like, I'm not watching Blue's Clues because I was like already cool. I was like already dope. I was like too old for that. Anyways, that's my advice to you is do whatever the fuck you want.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think it's also the fact that you feel like that is very understandable. I feel like that and I'm just by myself with a cat, so.
And can I just say this? I didn't grow up in a family of drinkers. Noah and I aren't, like, we don't come home and have a drink. I don't tend to drink to de-stress. That being said, I've definitely been at events where there's been children and I've had drinks. Mm-hmm. And I did find it a lot less grating. And the questions are adorable and whimsical versus, like, I don't know. Quit asking me why.
Yeah.
Maybe have a glass or two of wine and then re-engage. And, just drink it.
I
drink it until it's a problem. I'm just saying.
I think I've talked on this podcast before about just since quarantine, I've taken up drinking as a fun activity, making strawberry daiquiris because it's like a treat.
She's like, I get strawberry high C, strawberry vodka, one ice cube.
No, but I did leave a frozen strawberry in my sink and now I have fruit flies.
Okay, this is why no one likes our podcast. For stories like that. Male comics are out there like, I did ayahuasca and then I drove a Mack truck. And I'm sitting here telling a mom to drink and you're like, there was a frozen strawberry and then a fly got to it. Oh, that's my bottom of the cob. I just realized it. Oh, you're going to have to wait for this juicy nugget.
Okay, I can't do ayahuasca because I hear that you barf and I don't believe in that.
Yeah, but I think barfing's okay if you know it's going to happen and you know you'll feel better. Like when you drink too much, you're like, once I throw up, yeah, you're fine.
No, because you're like in a group of people. There's a bunch of people out there and one of them, and then you're all doing barfs.
Everyone's just, it's just a bunch of white people who paid some shaman and they're all just barfing on each other.
Yes, that's
and
what
the
I.
The shaman's just like counting.
That's what I picture.
Counting his money.
I don't like
Kick it.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It happened to me. I didn't think it would, but it happened to me. I had a nasty bout of postpartum depression. Now, there's nothing to be ashamed about in talking about what you're dealing with, and there's nothing to be ashamed about in talking about it with someone. I definitely saw a therapist these last couple weeks because, you know, I spend my time giving advice to others, but I could use a little advice myself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. I'll tell you what, when you're already stressed or anxious, the last thing you want to do is battle traffic and sit in a waiting room and get your parking validated. I'm sorry, is that just an LA thing? You don't need to add all that. You can just sit in the comfort of your own home or a chair you like outside and you can talk to someone from BetterHelp. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and you can switch therapists at any time. No additional charge and it doesn't hurt their feelings. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Eliza today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Eliza.
I'm busy, and this time of year gets even busier. I've had my baby, I'm back to work, I'm at meetings, I'm on tour, I'm running around, and I don't always have time to sit down for a meal with my family. Sometimes I get home from set so late and I just need to eat something nutritious and go to bed. And that's why I like Factor's fresh, never frozen meals, because they're dietitian approved and they're ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy I am, and I'm busy, I always have time to get a nutritious, great tasting meal. Factor has over 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, so I never get bored. I'm trying to do less meat in general, and they have wonderful vegan and veggie options. I just made a vegan mushroom marsala, and I made an onion risotto. Just because you're eating vegetarian doesn't mean you can't eat deliciously. It had roasted garlic green beans. It was scrumptious. Head to factormeals.com/Eliza50 and use code Eliza50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code Eliza50 at factormeals.com/Eliza50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Well, it's finally happening. The weather is finally getting warmer. So it's time to say goodbye to the jackets and cozy sweaters we've been hibernating in all winter. And it's time to say hello,
bonjour,
to shorts and t-shirts. And if you've been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, Quince is for you. I talk about Quince a lot because I really believe in a sustainable capsule wardrobe. And there's no reason you can't have a sustainable, timeless wardrobe for every season. And Quince has got you covered with premium linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, hello. And the best part is all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Dressing well shouldn't break the bank. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Look well. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Eliza for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Eliza to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Eliza.
Sarah Donaldson says, question, I recently moved with my boyfriend to a new state halfway across the country so he could go to his master's program. I am fully supportive because I know he'll do the same when I go to grad school in a couple years. How do I stay supportive when I
feel down
I have to find a new job in this new COVID-19 time, especially without direct support of my family? Thanks. I mean, this was very unforeseen.
Okay, I have to be honest. There was something on my foot and I was looking at my foot at the beginning of that. The gist of it is I moved with my boyfriend so he can finish grad school. Mm-hmm. And I know he's going to repay the favor mm-hmm. in a couple years when I go to grad school. Mm-hmm. I don't know, dude.
Well, it's just, yeah. I mean, it's harder to find a job right now than it would have been. And maybe than it will
that's
be.
That's not what
him.
I,
oh, you don't like
that's
that.
Not I what mean, I don't know about.
Not everyone's a monster.
No, it's not about being a monster, but this agreement, you're not married. You're not engaged and you're like, I'm sure he's going to back me up. No man's ever not been selfish. He might be a great guy. Let's assume he's going to make good on his promise. Mm-hmm. Are you asking me how to find a job right now?
No, just what's like, how do you deal with that? The stress and sadness of right now not being able to find a job.
Oh, the way we all are. I mean, well, first of all, there's always reading. I keep getting these like big life questions about dealing it, but I never want to not be aware of my own privilege when answering those questions.
Fair.
Like I, you know, and how I live is 100% as a result of the gamble I took by picking this job, working super hard and being good at it. There are plenty of people who try at comedy and don't have what I have. Some people have more than me. So it's tough because I, you know, I can't be like, just start your podcast. Just, you know, charge for tickets on Loop.
Don't start a podcast in these trying times.
No. Nobody wants to hear that. There was actually an article in the New York Times today about people who have taken up running and advice, but the article is written as if no one's ever heard of running. It's like, don't hog the sidewalk. And then one of them was like, make sure to pace yourself. I'm like, yeah, who's never run before and is like, I'm just going to do 8 miles. I'm going to do 8 3-minute miles right out of the gate. I'm like, what? Of course, pace yourself. Your body will give out. Anyways, I've enjoyed running. I always advocate for physical exercise.
Yeah.
You are 20 minutes away from an elevated heart rate and a serotonin spike. Mm-hmm. That's the most sort of advice I can give you without being like, you know, just look to your fans. So
look to your fans.
And also maybe, you know, get a jump start on that grad school stuff. Maybe there's something you can read. But maybe there are local people hiring. Like Domino's is hiring. Like there are not ideal jobs, but there are people that are hiring if you're willing to do that work. Look at it as a social experiment if you need the money.
It does also depend on the city you're in. But yeah, I mean, it's not going to be probably your dream, but you'll be able to make do.
I know a comic who does DoorDash. You know, but the thing is, the smaller the city, the less there is a need for delivery.
Yeah.
So, but the most you can do with the least is working out. Quick jog.
Yeah, that's your favorite.
Do it in your pajamas. You don't even need underwear.
Okay.
Clam juice everywhere. Just go. So gross. We can't cut that out. It's because it's live.
No, it's live. Now everyone's experiencing all the things that you say.
Oh, fuck. And the looks I give.
That is not what you do when it's just you and me. That is not the face you make. Ash A says, thoughts on politely telling someone to back off at least 6 feet? It's sometimes hard considering they can't see your face. This is tough.
Well, but they can hear the tone of your voice.
Like a friendly tone.
And don't at me for this. It was Jody's birthday. And I went to her house for a social distance hang. Keep in mind, we've both been very quarantined for several weeks. So I went and hung out in her backyard, which is fine. But on my way there, I decided to stop and get her flowers. And it was like 1-800-Flowers, like some chain florist. And I walked in with my mask on. And I, not thinking about it, I just got in line behind someone. And the woman, rightfully so, snipped at me. The woman working there to like get back. And of course, like at first you get offended. You're like, what? Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, I was wrong. But her snipping at me gave me time to evaluate what they had in the store. And it was all like really chintzy, like red roses, pink carnations, and like cellophane wrapped styrofoam fucking bears. Because everything in LA, it's because it was Mother's Day, but like there's always a quinceañera happening. And so it was all just like flowers that kids would want. And it took, I was like, you know what? This is not appropriate for someone's birthday. So I ended up not patronizing, but the woman was right to tell me, hey, back up, because I didn't realize it. The answer is this. We live in such a sensitive society, and it's like the shamers have become the shamees. And the truth is, you should tell people to back up. And it is uncomfortable being like the sword of justice. Your rights end at your neighbor's nose, and your neighbor is encroaching on your rights by getting in your airspace. So you can say it. You're asking for a nice way to say it. Be like, whoa, 6 feet.
Yeah.
Or just be like, whoa, social distance. Like, try to make it fun. And if they don't adhere to that, they're fucking monsters. At the onset of this, people were like still like shaking hands. Hey, can we hug? And now everybody got the memo.
Here's the thing. I went down to my laundry room the other day wearing a mask, and a woman in there not wearing a mask was like, hey, how's it going? I live across from you, and like reached out to shake hands. And I just shook hands with her. I didn't know what to do. I was on autopilot. And then I was like, oh, I got to get out of here.
No.
What is, okay. Should I
got to go watch my strawberry.
it's hard not to do that autopilot, like polite.
Okay, for sure. But that's autopilot versus a choice.
Right.
You're like, oh, I just shook her hand. You can wash your hand. Nobody's getting corona because their skin touched someone. And like, you can wash your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And also you had a mask on. And so as long as one person's wearing the mask. But anyways, people need to just learn. You shouldn't feel bad about standing up for yourself. You don't have to be a jerk about it. You don't have to be rude. But the sooner you realize that other people's reactions are not your responsibility, and as long as you're acting from the highest of light, you don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
And you can save it. Whoop, social distance. Oh, and it'll give that person a second to be like, oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
People just forgot. Had you said to her like, oh, sorry, man, or do what I do. I've been doing this forever. I just go, sorry, I'm sick, which is like not that cool now. But like people are like, oh, and they're still like offended. I'm like, I don't want people always like, hey, I want to shake your hand. Oh, hey, a hug. Like comedy clubs and stuff like other comics. And I'm like, sorry, I'm sick. Why am I shaking? I don't even know you. You're some like open micer I met once 5 years ago. Why am I shaking your girlfriend's hand? What is this ceremony?
Right. I mean,
oh, you're a real jerk. No. No.
Nobody is out here enjoying a handshake. And so now maybe they'll be abolished because nobody's like, yes, this feels like a connection between us.
We're both showing that we're unarmed. Good to see you, kind sir. Also, my husband was the other day, he was like, because someone was like, hey, what about an elbow bump? And Noah was like, why do we need to touch at all? It's a very Larry David. It's true. Why does my body need to touch your body to show that I'm engaged in a conversation?
I like to do physical a little touching. Like I do a little.
Yeah, well, that's its own.
People don't like that, and it's automatic. It's not purposeful.
You come across as a seafaring lesbian.
Speaking of seafaring lesbians, I have an important follow-up question from Michelle.
We have an important message from our sponsor. Okay.
Michelle Valenzuela. She wrote to us before. She says, hi. This is a follow-up. This is the boyishly charming lesbian you responded to a couple of episodes back. Now, remember, she had been, I believe, doing her degree and was having a hard time getting dates. And I think she's in her late 30s. And she says, so I had a coworker look at my dating profile and she made adjustments, which you and I suggested. Yay. However, later that day, she revealed that she has considered dating me because she's been having not so great luck with dudes. By the way, we also work together.
Ew.
She is super cute, smart, funny, the whole package.
No.
How do I proceed without making shit weird?
You don't proceed because she said, I've considered dating you.
You don't like that?
What kind of a flex is that?
I mean,
think about it this way, straight people listening. If a guy came up to you and he was like, I've considered going out with you, you'd be like, go fuck yourself. Now, maybe you phrased it weird, Michelle. But I don't like this girl.
Let's say, okay, because I understand.
Wait. Scratch her car in the parking lot. And you write in the car, you say, consider this. Scratchy scratch.
No, okay. But let's say I get where you're coming from. It could just be good, the phrasing. Good. And let's Fine. Maybe it's somebody who did not label themselves, like who wasn't like, oh, I'm not gay. They were just like, oh, you know what? Here's a person that I hadn't thought about before that I'm now thinking
gay.
About. But yes.
Okay, fine. Let's say she said, I've thought about it and not considered. I really okay. don't like that. That's like saying like, oh, you're actually funny.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
So just, then just fucking go for it.
Well, so they work together.
Who cares? Everyone's going to lose their job anyway.
Okay.
So just go for it. The ship
like
is sinking.
I feel like right now you really
Do
don't
want to
lose your job. Are you or her more valuable at the company? Is the question.
Hold on. Let's also, yeah, right. Okay, fine, fair. Let's fine. But also, you don't have to lose your job to date someone. I also don't know, is this a job or a career? You know? Does the company need you? Is it like, are you an essential worker? I don't know what your situation is, but let's say you're going to keep your job because you can still date someone. We always act like it's, we fucked and we were at work and now one of us has got to go to HR. You're probably fine. Let's say it's okay.
Okay, wait, real quick. Michelle says this girl is very hetero and that they are both very valuable to the company.
Okay, well, can I just say this then?
Yeah.
It's kind of dumb. I think she... hold on. You're saying she's very hetero. I have to say this. Just as the gay community wants straight people to respect when they're gay, there should be this like when someone's like, I'm straight, I know like a lot of times lesbians are like, I turned her gay. And then that's kind of like, wait a minute. Now you're making it like it's a, I think it kind of muddies the water. If she's super straight and she's never dated a girl, it could have been like, she just is attracted to you, thinks you're cute, but actually doesn't want to do things sexually. And it doesn't sound like she actually wants to be in a sexual relationship.
Oh, wait.
With you.
She says she hasn't.
This plot can't keep
She
thickening.
Hasn't been with men and she is flirty. I take it her being nervous about the idea and also Christian. So that
I
seems like an experiment.
She.
So look, Michelle now has an updated dating bio.
Okay.
See how that goes. You don't need this girl. I mean, you can be friends
with
her.
I don't need this girl. I'm already got a headache and I'm not even dating her.
Yeah. Okay, we've decided we don't this hetero girl.
I know some lesbians like a girl that's like straight and dabbling or we don't know or this is fine. You don't want to be her experiment. It sounds like you really want to find someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know anything about this girl, but it sounds like it's like nearest proximity. You probably wouldn't mess with this girl if she didn't work in the hamster wheel right next to your hamster wheel.
The hamster wheel right next to yours. Yeah, I think
I don't know what she does.
I think that's fair. Okay, something a little lighter.
Or just fuck her, and then we'll see who's gay now. There you
That's
go.
That's so aggressive.
I don't know. Well, tell her to put her money where her mouth is. Be like, put walk up to her and be like, hey, you want to make out with this? And then she'll be like, I don't know. I don't kiss girls. You'll be like, well, there's a very famous Sex in the City episode about it. Remember? What's
it
her
was
name?
A couple. Charlotte. Samantha was with that. There
no.
were a couple episodes.
No.
Oh, you're...
Different one. First of
Not
all.
Not Samantha and that lady who throws plates.
Emily, I'm going to flick the screen. Samantha was in a sexual relationship with the lady that throws plates and they were having sex and the lady never wanted to leave. I'm talking about when Charlotte was like bonding with all these women who were like power lesbians.
Yes.
And like Prada loafers. Yeah. And she was like, I just feel such a kinship. And they were like, okay, but if you don't fuck, which now people would argue like, you don't have to have sex to be gay. But
yeah.
These women were like, look, either fuck or you're not a lesbian. And they were like, that's nice, dear. Later.
Yeah.
We can learn something from our elders.
Oh, Charlotte.
You know what, Michelle Valenzuela? Value yourself more.
All right.
Than this girl that's just next to you.
Okay.
It was like super straight.
Sergio Sum asks, do you like breadsticks?
Yeah. Why? What are you packing? Why? Why? Who told you? What? Why? What did you hear?
What do you feel?
Who doesn't like breadsticks? You know what I love? Like a real rustic breadstick. Even the shitty ones that are like round that look like really long loaves of pound cake. Mm-hmm. But they fill you up. And then you're not ready for your other form of bread, pasta, when it comes.
Okay. Well, okay.
Oh, wait. You're talking about like Olive Garden breadsticks.
That's what I was thinking of.
No, I don't. I have a very strong opinion about it that way. No.
Okay.
They're always coated with like garlic butter, but when you eat them, it's flavorless. They smell better than they taste.
Yeah. I think the superior before dinner snack is a chips and salsa.
Even garlic knots, I always am like, this smelled better.
Cheddar Bay biscuit.
Because what happens is the outer layer is great. Oh, Cheddar Bay biscuit's delicious. A biscuit's dense and the flavor goes throughout, but a roll or a bread, it's just the top layer and then inside is just white wheat. Mm-hmm. And we don't have time for that.
No, we don't. Okay.
What if it's a breadstick saying it's a Cheddar Bay biscuit, even though it's never slept with any other Cheddar Bay biscuits, but you work next to that breadstick?
Okay.
Kick it.
Stacey Harrell asks, if you could play anywhere in the world, where would it be and why?
Literally anywhere outside of my house.
Well,
because of Corona.
No.
I think playing Madison Square Garden would be a real feather in my cap. Maybe something like Wembley or like a big arena. I don't have like
Wembley. Girls Queen? Allowed.
What if I said Girls Aloud? Would your head explode if I was like, Girls Aloud, 1999?
I would be so excited.
Tripping on lollipops and my skirt tour. But I've enjoyed almost every place I've gone at this point in my career. And I use the term career very lightly at this point. I don't go anywhere where I'm not wanted. Like, it's not like we're like selling tickets on the radio. So the audiences, much like the people watching right now, like come out to see me. So it's always really cool. I mean, even getting to go to like Malaysia, mm-hmm. not even, especially getting to go somewhere like there, like Tokyo, like you're always gonna have your expats and like military, and then you're gonna have like locals. And they're just like, hey, I'm a fan. And you're like the power of Netflix. So maybe, I guess I'm supposed to say like Mars or something. Tianfu.
Somebody said, let's say Kirk Sirota said, will you perform your show live at Pompeii?
Sartoria.
It would just be
Italy. And I don't know. I mean, if they wanted me to, be covered in ashes.
Yeah. Where are you going to go find Tianfu? Well, I'll find her tomorrow. Run away from me. Oh boy. This is exciting for everyone. Oh, there we go. Tianfu's doing a little dance.
Yeah, for those of you listening later that are totally underwhelmed by this,
you should have joined us here. Exclusive Tianfu. I'm
tiny, I'm teeny, I'm tiny. My mouth is small. I know it all. I've got a carrot.
I have a question for you from me that I think people have asked in the past, but we haven't gotten to it. Is Tianfu officially...
I don't know the cup size.
Is Tianfu officially not tofu anymore?
I guess not. I mean...
I think on her always had vet both. Paperwork, she's tofu. And for flying.
Her Chinese vet paperwork?
No, her Chinese current passport vet that came with and her? When she travels so that she doesn't seem foreign.
Are we talking about the same vet that kept sending us follow-up appointments after Blanche had died? That vet? They're totally on it. Listen, it's Tianfu. I actually think it's Tianfu, but I've been saying Tianfu. Who cares? And it's a dog. You can call her Crackers. Like, they're dogs. They have gibberish names, but...
I wish she'd look at me.
We had tofu... as the Christian name to make it easier for all the white people.
Yeah.
But then people were so cool about it. They're like, oh, Tianfu, okay.
Yeah.
So no one really says tofu, even though it's so cute. Tofu to me is like a little too prissy. Mm. Like, it's my dog Tofu and I live in a cupcake. So it's Tianfu and she's not very bright. Okay.
Hey.
She's not.
Yes, she is. Not, she just is not. Nope. Why do you?
She has no concept of spatial relations and constantly growls at people who have just walked out of a room and backed into it. But she's very sweet and very athletic and doesn't, and she's, but she's not the brightest.
She's a good girl.
So. Kick it.
Kick it. Okay.
When you ask someone what language they took in school, usually it's like with an eye roll. They're like, French. It's like, do you speak French? No, I don't use it. I feel like a lot of us had difficulties learning a language in school. Rosetta Stone is here to change that. It's available on desktop and it can be used as an app on your phone or your tablet. Rosetta Stone are trusted experts for more than 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with an intuitive process, and you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's true accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. That's right. You might even fool some locals into thinking you're one of them. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. I headed to Mexico City for a little vacation, and I used Rosetta Stone to brush up on my Spanish. Just a few things, few verbs that I knew I had forgotten, and I was better. Mejor. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Ask Eliza Anything listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/Eliza. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/Eliza today.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Let's see.
Kick it. Come
okay,
on.
Okay, I'm kicking.
People are
I'm kicking. Anna Farnan asks, what advice does she have for someone who just turned 21? Do you have any 21-year-old advice for a 21-year-old in quarantine?
That's the other thing. I mean, in quarantine, regardless of the age, but let's pretend there's no quarantine for a second.
Yeah.
My advice is decide how you want to be treated. And I'm saying this to you. I'm assuming you're a heterosexual girl. He's not busy. He's not into you. Okay. Do not make excuses for guys. Put your job and education first. Be open to dating all kinds of guys and be very safe, but make sure to have a lot of sex. That way, you know what you want. Your 20s should be all about discovery, making mistakes. Just know that you can still go to bed with your makeup on, even though you should start using eye cream and sunscreen. This is the decade where you will do a lot of dumb things, but you're bouncy and you're okay. Explore, get jobs, get fired from jobs, date around, figure out what you want, and don't do anything permanent. You know, a lot of people be like, oh, I'm 22. I totally get it. You're not an old soul. You don't get it. You don't know. So just understand that you don't know anything and go out and be young and have so much fun and wear all the hoochie clothes and listen to the cool music and wear Supreme. And just know you're going to look back and be like, wow, it was gross, but that was fun. Get it in now, because when you're 37, how old am I? 37? How old am I? Yeah, I think I am 37. You look back and you're like, I think I did everything. So including having a lot of extensions, and it looked great.
Yeah.
For a little bit until it didn't.
And we found some old pictures the other day. You had some various haircuts.
Tell your mom. Be nice to your parents. Tell them you love them. Don't worry about your, this is the time in your life where everyone starts to branch out. Your friends will start to get ahead in their careers. Friends will split off. You'll meet a guy. You'll live with him. Then you'll break up. Nothing is permanent in your 20s besides a criminal record, meth scars on your face, and shitty tattoos. So just keep that in mind. Don't do anything you can't take back.
Hmm. Okay.
Date an older guy. There's legally you can't date a younger guy. Date an older guy.
Yeah.
Date around, have fun, drink, be safe.
All right. Well,
and just, okay, fine.
That's enough.
I just think of all like the stuff that it's really a miracle that I made it this far. Cause I'm, even though I made a lot of great choices, I made a lot of mistakes even being this smart. So careful.
Courtney Engel has a question for you. And I just want to preface it by saying, I want you to answer this question, but let's not get in legal trouble. She says, why do you consistently
bury the body, tell no one except one friend, swim in secrecy, get a social security number?
Okay. Why do you consistently say your house was built by a psychopath? Such a bold architectural analysis.
Oh, okay. Because it
was. Let's talk about some of the things in your house that are insane now that they can see that nice white wall behind you.
Yeah, here's what it is. It's a house that was built 20 years ago, and then somebody came in, like people do, and flipped it. Like, everything looks brand new and super modern and nice. And I understand caveat emptor, but there are, this isn't like, oh, we didn't catch that he, like, down to, he took the closets out of the rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to get him to give us money to rebuild them, and he didn't give us enough. Like, that's insane to take closets out. And none of us even noticed it until like halfway through the deal. He did a lot of work that he didn't file with the city.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no permits for the work that was done. So it's illegal and it's dangerous. And we didn't, I mean, you do all of your inspections, which you pay for when you buy a house.
Yeah.
And none of the inspections cover discovering that type of work.
Yeah.
We're talking, he didn't seal parts of the house. So when it rains, which it only like torrential downpours once in a while, it leaked through like a light fixture. He installed all of these trees in the back that are the wrong types of trees. So they will eventually grow up through the concrete. He installed a bunch of like Korean brand cameras that don't work.
Yeah.
I mean, we have our own security cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot of things that looked pleasing to the eye. He installed a gigantic quote unquote wine refrigerator that was under, it was
insane.
A giant glass walk-in wine refrigerator, but it was just a giant glass display case. There was no temperature control and it faced the sun. So you're just baking your wine. That being said, he also installed two other wine fridges in the house.
But those
I
are
don't know
real.
Why. Yeah, so it's just a lot of like, you know, and then when he moved out, he took with him, he put in all these like fancy appliances. He like made a bunch of burritos the week he lived here because he only lived here for a little bit. And then he took the cooking dish that comes with the microwave so that we couldn't cook anything in the microwave. We're like, why did you take that? The day he moved out, he took the washer and dryer. And we called our realtor. We're like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, it was a mistake. He reinstalled it wrong and we had a gas leak and the dog almost died. So it was just a lot of like extra little fuck yous. This isn't like, oh, he made a bad choice. Like things that are, it's almost like he went out of his way to just have a total psychotic break
but
in
wait,
the house.
And the other most insane thing is that you have automatic shades installed that take 18 batteries each.
Yeah.
18. Each. 1-8
He bought
batteries.
Them from a company that was that went out of
going
business.
Going out of business.
He installed all of these drawers that only open like a couple inches. He the wall unit we have, like the shelves can't be moved around. So like I'm forever not able to put up any of the pictures I want because they don't fit. So it's just a lot. Like the house is great. And of course I bought it and I love it and it's got all this stuff. But there's all these little things that are just insane.
Yeah.
So it's stuff like, so he's a psychopath because it's as if he just like went nuts. He was like, I'm taking this tray with me.
Yeah.
Like, why would you
the
take
microwave
a tray,
tray
that goes with the microwave?
It's not right.
So it's just stuff like that. And we're constantly discovering the longer we live here, we're like, that thing's going to explode if we don't fix it. Got
like,
it. Okay, here's another one.
He didn't install one of the banisters on the stairs, but he's like, oh, the banister is in the garage, so you can have it installed. So we have it installed, and it is a totally different metal than the kind that the other banister is. Like, this banister does not go here.
It's like he went to a high-end supply store, and he was like, what do you guys have on clearance that looks good that no one can ever replace with anything? And there's one more. Oh, my nightmare, the HVAC. Ugh. The air conditioning heating he had installed. So it's not, we have three levels of the house, but it's not upstairs, downstairs. It's installed east, west. So the controller. So if I turn on the air in my bedroom,
yeah,
we're also air conditioning the entire downstairs where nobody lives. And if you turn on, yeah, like the living room, it doesn't touch your room, which is on the same level. So
yeah,
you're constantly trying to be like, do I want to waste energy? Like, how badly do I need this heat and air?
Right.
So it's just stuff like that.
Dax says that Cashew Albacore flipped your house.
Dingle dangle. I put a pot of bees under your stove. That way you'll always have honey.
That's absolutely the vibe of the house.
Yeah.
It's cashew avocado.
I took
Dax
the stairs
right
out
on.
And put them in snake-wise upside down. That way you're always coming if you're going.
Okay. Allie Renard says, I want to know if I'm overreacting. My boss gets on my ass all the time for doing things, talking mostly, when my coworkers do the same thing for several minutes at a time. I always get my job done. My numbers are the best on our team, and I'm always willing to put in extra effort and help out. About a month ago, she made me move from my station so I wouldn't be tempted to talk. Am I crazy for being incredibly salty about it?
Allie?
Are you,
well, I was going to say, are you African-American? Because your boss might be racist, but you don't, but Allie
with an I, I don't know.
You sound, it's a Jewish name to be honest. Allie, but Renard is French. Barring out your boss being racist, barring out your boss being, I don't know what you look like or are, barring out your boss being homophobic or a bigot, let's just say you're just two humans. There could be a chance that you're unaware of how much you talk, and it kind of doesn't matter. Because I've been this girl where I'm like, what? I do my job. And they're like, yeah, but it's your attitude. So it's almost like you're not doing what you're supposed to do, but you're like, but I do extra. She's like, great, but I need you to not talk in the first place.
Yeah.
Like all the extra work doesn't make up for, it's like, oh, sorry, I threw up at your party, but I got you this bracelet to make up for it. It's like, yeah, but you still threw up at the party.
I relate to this.
You wouldn't have to do all the extra work if you just did it the way she wanted it in the first place.
Well,
or she's racist.
It's tough because that's the one thing that I always got in a lot of trouble for at school and at jobs is talking too much to other people. Because I would finish what I was working on and then I would distract everyone else. And it's like, it doesn't matter if I'm getting my stuff done. Everyone else is now having a hard time getting their stuff done.
Well, you know, everyone's in charge of themselves. Like, are you going around like, hey, working hard, hardly working? But maybe somebody has complained. Maybe they're like, look, Allie's really great. She tells us hilarious stories about her bird, but we really wish she would stop coming around. It seems like barring out the boss having something specifically wrong with you, it seems like maybe you are just being distracting and maybe that's not the right environment for it.
Right.
Ask around.
Yeah. I mean, I think you. Assess what your talking is doing to the workplace because maybe it's fine.
Also, I was always the kid that like finished my test super fast and like half the answers were wrong. I even read a paper recently. My mom sent me a bunch of stuff from when I was a kid and like it's all marked up in red and the teacher wrote, your paragraphs are scattered. Each paragraph should have 1 point. This is all over the place. And I was like in the sixth grade. But one of us wrote a book with a lot of help. Make sure that the work you're turning in is perfect. Like if you're going to finish early, like they had a problem with this in RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh.
The one from like, what? The one from that got sent home that had like the old school, like Betty Page looking face. She like finished in the workroom early and was just like hanging out. And they were like, you could have done so much more to your referee outfit.
Mm.
So make sure that your shit is up to snuff before you go snooping around.
Nikki Welgamode says, will she do the water bong on camera?
Oh, no problem.
Do you have a water? That's the worst one you've ever done. I can't hear it at all.
Well, you're not connected to the microphone. I don't hear. Hold on. How about this?
Do it.
Ready?
I mean, look, this doesn't translate in this environment.
If I do it into this,
can you
into this?
Okay. Wait. This is definitely worth it. There you go, a little bit.
People are always like, do your peacock, do an impression. I've never jumped at one until that.
I knew you would like that one because you haven't done it in a while.
It's because it's annoying and stupid. That's why it's dumb. But there you have it.
Jamie Moline. Hi, Eliza. Question. What 2000s fashion trend did you fall for and which are you glad you avoided?
First of all, immediately. It's a super double-edged sword because even in the 2000s, I remember thinking like a lot of this is really ugly.
Yeah.
I always hated those really pointy toed heels. Like that was the thing, was having like pointy toe shoes. The late 90s were all about like chunky 60s looking boots. Like Steve Madden was all like chunky. Everybody had those chunky sandals. Well, I didn't, but like every girl did. And then the 2000s became really pointy shoes and I always hated it. I was like team round toe. That's my tribe till I die.
On your shoes?
I didn't like a pointy toe shoe.
Okay.
Like a witch shoe. Everyone looked like the fucking penguin. I hated that. I definitely did low-rise jeans. Like, there are pictures of me doing stand-up. In fact, the monsters who did the publicity shoot for Last Comic Standing let me wear a pair of, like, below... And I've got, like, pink, like, kind of like hip bones, you know, like the singer. Like, we both have, like, that kind of body. Super low pants. And I'm, like, not wearing shoes in my headshot. And, like, no one thought to be like, hey, somebody should guide this girl. So there's a picture of me shoeless for my headshots. Very low pants. I did that a lot. And I was like, who would ever wear high-waisted? That's so like early 90s. And now I'm like, I would never not wear high-waisted.
Yeah.
But I was also a lot thinner. I loved a stud belt, but I even knew at the time it was like a little Hot Topic-y. Sweatbands on the wrists. I did a lot of that.
I feel like when we found some old photos of you and you had a lot of bracelets.
Did a lot of bracelets even as I got older. Might go back into it now. That's a very personal thing because even as a child, I did it a lot. It is. It's like a security thing. But like if you go back and you look at like pictures of like Paris Hilton or like Hillary Duff or anybody that was in like hip hop in like 2007, like Britney Spears, it's all a fucking mess.
Yeah.
Like it's just like mixed media, like leather mixed with suede, mixed with animal print, any of the Cheetah Girls or like Nicole Scherzinger, the Pussycat Dolls, flop. It's all so weird. And that was like expensive stuff. I never liked those Christian Dior kidney purses. I always thought those were ugly. I've had a pretty basic sense of style. You'd be hard pressed to really find any pictures of me in like a like outfit. I don't really wear V-necks anymore. So I guess I never also... In my 20s, like I was like supporting myself. I didn't have like endless dollars.
Yeah.
But I definitely have a couple, like I definitely at one point cut off my tights and wore them under a jean skirt with heels. I definitely wore, which I would love to do again, leg warmers with heels. That was dope.
You mostly had normal clothes and really long extensions.
But that was even more recently. The extensions were cool. I looked really cool.
That was like the 2000s.
And I wish feathers would come back in style in your hair because they looked really cool.
You love
it. I don't really
look.
I do. I miss it so much.
I don't have space for feathers.
You have so much hair. It's offensive. Emily won't put her hair in a ponytail. She's like, it's too heavy. Like,
I can't. I've had people.
Yes, you can.
No, there's too much hair to put it in a ponytail. I'm not joking.
Okay, can I tell you something?
What?
Remember when I got you and I made you dye part of your hair purple?
Yeah.
Okay, but you don't dye your hair.
No, I mean, when I was in like high school, I dyed part of it red.
Right. But your hair is untreated and you have so much of it. Mm-hmm. You could sell your hair because it's unprocessed and you could make some money.
Where do I sell it?
Just give it, just leave it at, you know, my address.
Do you want to buy it and glue it to your head?
I don't know. You can look that up, but you could, or you could donate it.
I think I would have to donate it.
Yeah, you're winking at me though. Sell that shit.
I think it looks so bad if I'm like, yeah, I just sold my hair.
It's sad, but you know what you could, you know what would be a great account, I'm sorry, I was reading a note. A great movie is a girl donates her hair, then somebody uses that strand, commits a crime, leaves her hair, she gets framed for it. But then we find out in the end, she actually did it.
I think constantly, because I shed so much hair, I think constantly about how my hair is in every crime scene in Los Angeles.
Oh God, you and Tian Fu, just a mixture of salt and pepper.
Just hair every single spot.
Tian Fu sheds a lot.
Oh, so does Gracie.
Really thick.
I just heard that we can take pet hair and put it outside for birds and birds will use it in their nests. I need to do some follow-up research, but they use it
like
to
a deposit box.
So you just like leave it outside for the birds. So I've been collecting my cat's hair in a CVS bag.
Oh my God, stop.
And we're going to see.
Stop sharing personal information. Stop talking about your cat and that.
But
right
I'm
now.
Saying you could give Tianfu's hair to birds.
It's for the birds. I mean, I'm always like picking up her hair and like throwing it outside. I'm not going to make a hair depository.
I've just been doing the depository because I need to do some more research to make sure it's safe. And then when it's safe, I'll just put it out there.
All of a sudden, first of all, I'm reticent to say anything about birds because some loser put on my Wikipedia page that like I'm into ornithology because I made one joke about it on a special. And now people in interviews that like don't know me are like, so you were born in New York and you're into birds. And you're like, cool Wikipedia scan.
I think we changed that.
So I'm not I'm not here to comment on birds, but I will say birds don't need your help. Okay. I see them flying all the time.
It's insulation.
No, stop. It's 800 degrees here. Insulation from what? A weird girl who keeps leaving hair?
My big concern was the fact that I would need to take this bag outside and then hope no one was looking at me when I put down the hair and then
but
leave
you're okay
it.
With admitting it on this podcast?
Yeah, as long as no one sees me doing it.
What does that matter?
Because I don't want a neighbor seeing me put down a hairball outside.
But your neighbors suck. Who cares?
I mean, they do.
What they think.
That's true.
Okay. Here's what you do. It's not, you know what it is? I think it's, you don't want anyone to feel left out. You make a hair bag for each neighbor and then they won't ask you when you go about your business. Kick it. That is so weird, Emily. I need my key back. I made you a gift. Merry Christmas.
That's what I'm going to give you. Taylor.
There's that Shark Tank product called Grace and Lace. It's those like upper sock. It's like a thing that goes over the top of your boot. It looks like it's just the top of a sock to go over your boot. It's Gracie and Lacey. It's made of cat hair. Ugh. Just for the, that is a real deep cut reference. You have to be a Shark Tank fan and know your cat's name to get that joke.
Well, speaking of Shark Tank, Taylor Old wants to know, do you have any TV shows that you feel really sentimental about? The first show I ever binge watched when I was like 14 was Gilmore Girls. My mom got me all the DVD sets and I will always have a special place in my heart.
For a long time, it was Frasier. When I met Noah, I was watching it like every night. It was comforting because when I think of Frasier, I imagine myself back in like my parents' living room. Mm-hmm. Just having it on, and that's a very warm feeling. I liked our house growing up. I liked living with my mom and my stepdad. So there's that. I love Absolutely Fabulous.
Yes.
People always ask me, no, who are your comedy icons? And like every female comic is supposed to have the same answer. But honestly, for me, Idina Menzel in Absolutely Fabulous, Jennifer mm-hmm. Saunders, just the way that she was and the way her and Patsy were to me was like, I was like, that's the kind of drunken codependence you want in a friendship. That show was huge for me. And so then there are shows that you're nostalgic to watch because they were so funny. But I like Frasier, I remember sitting in the living room. Weirdly, Sex and the City, I don't think we had HBO. So I watched it on the TBS rerun. So I never
That's have
seen
how I
Sex
saw
and
it.
The City with like actual curse words and like sex.
Yeah.
And it's also weird to think like Game of Thrones was on for so long that like I was in several different relationships and it ended with like the last season I watched with my husband.
Yeah.
But I remember the boyfriend who introduced me to it, and it was like there's a show, Game of Thrones, and I power watched the first season on a Kindle on my trip to Australia so I could be ready for season two when we watch it together. I watched it on like a very small screen.
It was great. You know who's great is Lena Headey.
She's great.
She's so good. Did you ever see Fighting With My Family, that wrestler movie?
Fighting With My Family.
She played
I know what you're talking about.
She played like the mom wrestler in it.
The mom. Yeah.
I want her to get more stuff. I feel like she's been a little pigeonholed.
Okay. This is not
Remember
your
when
podcast.
She was
Kick it. Welcome back to Strong Female Lead with Emily Higgins.
Okay. Let's do our top and bottom of the cob. Do you want to do a little live rendition of your song?
Yeah. Here we go.
It's the top of the cob. You're quarantined now. Top of the cob. You're still quarantined. It's still happening.
That was such a gentle version of the song. I feel like all the songs in the podcast are yells, and yours was like very...
What do you mean? There's only one other song.
Both of those songs and Hot Scotty are... Oh, someone had asked for Hot Scotty, but those are all like... Ba, 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 ba. And you were just like, top of the cob. Like a little
I disagree.
Sick British boy.
Well, top of the cob is like a jaunty Irish tune. And Hot Scotty... Is like a hot, it's jazzy. Hot Scotty number one, Hot Scotty, da 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 tea. And then the jauntiness of, it's the top of the cob. It's like the, anyway, okay. It's really good. It's a really good song.
It is.
Every day, you just take a bite, top of the cob.
Okay.
What are you doing? She's under me. Hey, you, get out of here. I squeeze you. She's hiding from Noah, who's just trying to take her for a walk to get rid of some of this poo built up. She thinks it's game time. It's not game time.
Oh, she wants to be on this stream.
She doesn't. She just wants someone to play with her and that cookie, that wet cookie.
Do you ever let her take the cookie on the walk?
She did the other day without us knowing.
Can we have like one outdoor cookie she's allowed to take?
No, you just want birds to have nest insulation. No, she can't. That's disgusting. All right. Top of the cob.
Uh-huh.
This is kind of lame, but it is. My top of the cob, and this is, of course, quarantine specific, has been noticing nature. I do a lot more running outside. I take a lot more walks than I would if we had our normal lives.
Mm-hmm.
I saw two owls the other night. I went out at night. And it's really creepy because you see their silhouette and then you just hear like, that's more of a pigeon. Wait, no. Who? It's me. Okay. So an owl. In the morning, when the sun comes out, I've noticed a lot more lizards and some of them are very fat. And even though Tianfu is very sweet, I want her to know that she is a predator and I've let her chase a lizard. She didn't find it, but she ran in the direction of it. And there's a lot more spiders now, and people don't like spiders, but the truth is—
You need them.
Only like one or two spiders that can— We need them, and I let them make teeny tiny little nests, not in my house, but around my door, because they're catching the bugs that are coming into your house. So I always thank the spiders, and there's this one giant spider web nearby my house, and every time I pass it, the spider's never home. He could be dead, but then I realize that they're nocturnal, so he's just not out during the day.
Mm.
And all of his spider food is in there. And I think it's cute. I'm like, oh, his quarantine snacks. It's like all of his little spun up bugs. And I always pass. I'm like, there's his refrigerator. There's his snacks for later. That's his food.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yep. That's my top of the cob. The nature and all the eagles and crows that I watch by my house. I like looking at them. Sometimes they have things in their beaks. Like leaves, normal things for insulation. Not whole teddy bears that you leave out. That you got at a flower shop for someone's kids in your... Kick it.
My top of the cob is I got a movie in the mail that I've been watching on eBay for a reasonable price with its slipcover, and it's a Jamie Lee Curtis movie, and it's called Terror Train. She's on a train, and terror happens, and it has its slipcover, and it's released by Scream Factory, and I've been waiting on it for like 2 weeks, so... That was exciting.
Is it like her first movie? It
must be. Halloween was one of her first.
What if it's a recent movie? What if it's like came out last year?
No, she's on a train with a bunch of other kids and somebody's bad.
Yeah. Not much of an outline or a plot. My bottom of the cob. Okay, I have two.
Mm-hmm.
One happened to me. A fly flew into our house. Our spider security did not catch it. And it was this really resilient fly. Like I couldn't, every time I swatted at it, it got away. And eventually I was kind of like, I think I respect this fly because he always saw me coming. And then I was sitting there watching TV with Noah and I picked up my glass to take a drink. And all of a sudden I was like, is there hair in my mouth? Oh, it's moving. Oh, it's the fly. He managed to land either in my drink or right on the lip. He was right in my mouth. I spit him out. Water goes
at
on
Noah.
Me, on the blanket. No, outward. The fly tumbles out onto the ground alive and flies away.
Good for him.
In the stunning conclusion of events, and he flew away, and I literally said to him, fine, but you're gonna die in here because they can never figure out how to fly out. They're always coming in from the patio.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night, I heard something outside, mm-hmm. like some creepy person was outside, like driving their car.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the window and I stared outside. And then I racked focus to what was right in front of me, which was the window pane. And the fly was right there. And I just smashed it with my hand.
After all the time you spent together?
Yeah, it was kind of like heat. Like we both really respected each other. But I will not hesitate. And I didn't.
Okay.
I'm like Al Pacino and he was Robert De Niro. And I smashed him right then and there. And I didn't regret it for 1 second. But I did respect him.
Okay.
For surviving that long with me on his tail.
All right. My bottom of the cob is, I'm going to go with the fact that in a mixed bag of chips, I don't care for the Doritos.
It's the most Emily bottom of the cob. What do you mean? You like the Gardettos?
No, it's like the mix that has Cheetos, Ruffles, or Lay's, Fritos.
In one bag or like individual
little
packs?
Individual bags.
Oh, really?
And nacho Doritos was in there. I don't like to eat a bag of nacho Doritos.
Why?
It's too many of them.
What are you talking about? There's never too many. That's the answer. How many Doritos are too many? Never, none.
I like them in the context of any menu item at Taco Bell, but I never am like, I want to eat a bag of them.
That's because you're not a purist. You've never have been. What are you eating then? Ruffles? That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Fritos, Cheetos.
Fritos, excellent. Okay. I don't understand you. Of all the things you've ever said, that's the most inflammatory. Doritos are excellent on like a tuna melt.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm saying I never want to eat just a bag of them.
That should just be the end. We should just cut the
episode. We're going to cut it. There. Okay, thank you guys.
You guys, I hope that you've had fun watching us. We would love to do this again. We really loved your questions. We love answering them. And I love the live version where we get a little bit of information. Hope nobody took offense to anything. We're just giving you advice in a vacuum in a quarantine. This has been Ask Eliza Anything. That's Emily. Don't give me Doritos and keep it supreme.
Bye-bye.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.